The work of Homer's Eagle Lady will go on for another 2 months at least. The Homer City Council passed an emergency ordinance last night allowing the continued feeding of eagles on the Homer Spit. The feedings were supposed to stop when Jean Keene passed away earlier this month, but the council's actions allow her assistant, Steve Tarola, to feed the eagles in her place and extends the special permit she was operating under until March 27th. After that, the city council will have to decide whether or not eagle feeding will be permitted next winter. Keene was famous around the world for her eagle feeding program, which traditionally lasted from early January to the middle of April every year. If she hadn't passed away, her special permit would have expired in 2010. Will Meeks is the acting manager for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. He read a statement from Russell Oates, director of the Fish and Wildlife Service's Division of Migratory Bird Management.
The Division of Migratory Bird Management supports the concept of an ordinance that would allow continued winter feeding of bald eagles until March 27, 2009, under controlled conditions. We would oppose any additional feeding sites or increases in food that would result in the attraction of more eagles. We strongly encourage the city to prohibit all feeding of bald eagles after this winter.
Meeks went on to describe some of the problems eagle feeding can create.
Supplemental feeding of bald eagles stimulates competitive aggressive behavior that can result in serious injuries or death to eagles and can create problems to other wildlife and people. Persons that create feeding situations resulting in eagle injuries or deaths are in violation of federal law. Eagles will be far better off foraging for themselves naturally on the landscape.
Tarola himself addressed the council, saying he wanted to correct a myth about the feeding of eagles.
And that is when it comes March, the eagles regulate themselves. They start leaving on their own. One day in March, half of them will be gone. So it's the amount of food that they will receive is kind of governed by whether they're there or not, not by how much food's put out.
Tarola declined to comment on tape after the council's decision, saying simply it's what Jean would have wanted. Others who testified expressed concern over the city council's use of an emergency ordinance, saying the situation isn't an emergency. The ordinance passed unanimously.